is a lot of times people will say, well, that yellow that's coming off the tomatoes, that's just the red of the tomato peel bleeding off. But if that was true, how come there's no color coming off of my garden tomatoes? So if anybody has any discernment or has a clue, yes, tomatoes are sprayed with pesticides. Hi everyone, this is Tim McGaffin II. Here I have some cherry tomatoes that I just got out of my garden, grew them in my garden, and here's my Kangen water machine. I pushed this strong acidic water button and out of the bottom hose came out the 2.5 pH water, and out of the top hose came the 11.5 pH water, and those cherry tomatoes are soaking in the 11.5 pH strong Kangen water. And as you can see, when I take out these garden tomatoes, cherry tomatoes that I got from my garden, and I remove them, you see that there's no yellow residue in the water. You see that that is clear. Now, compare the clarity of that water that I just used to wash my cherry tomatoes off, and look on the left hand side of your screen. See right there, those are cherry tomatoes that I got at the grocery store. As you can see, look at the yellow residue that's coming off of those cherry tomatoes compared. See the difference in color? So the left-hand side is cherry tomatoes from the grocery store. See all the yellow coming off? And I just showed you on the right-hand side, no yellow coming off of my garden tomatoes. So what do you guys think that yellow is that's coming off of those tomatoes? Because the reason why I'm showing you guys this is a lot of times people will say, well, that yellow that's coming off the tomatoes, that's just the red of the tomato peel bleeding off. But if that was true, how come there's no color coming off of my garden tomatoes? So if anybody has any discernment or has a clue, yes, tomatoes are sprayed with pesticides. Now, that's not to say all of that yellow coming off is totally pesticides, but a certain percentage could be. It's definitely not good for you. And if you're not washing your produce off in this 11.5 strong Kangen water, then you're putting that yellow into your body. You guys, remember, champions never quit, the truth always triumphs, never give up, and we'll talk to you later. Hi everyone, this is Tim McGaffin II. I highly encourage you to watch this water in action, see what it's all about by going to waterofchampions.org or searching for Water of Champions on the video platform that you're on. It is life-changing. Watch it.
Oh man.
The greatest thing you can do in your life is to get back up when you get knocked down. Champions never quit.